is get Mr. Cote and his attorney back on the telephone for public session number two. And I will, once we get them, I'll move forward with that. And again, that will go pretty quickly. Mr. Eden's calling them now, so we get them back. Did you, you haven't clicked for a third one yet for that?
I stopped it and started.
Oh, you did. Okay. Okay. I just want to make sure. Good. We got it.
Hello?
Hi there. We're looking, this is Greg Ray with the Board of Technical Registration. We're looking for Mr. Neff and Mr. Cote.
Okay. Hold on.
Thank you. Appreciate your help.
Jeffrey Neff here with Mr. Cote.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Neff, and also Mr. Cote. Welcome back. We are back in open session. The time is 9:55 a.m. No member in the public can speak unless directly called upon. Now we will vote to recommend to the board the findings that were discussed in executive session. I call for a motion to recommend to the board the findings discussed in executive session.
Also moved, Dan Francetic.
Mr. Francetic, do I have a second?
I second.
Okay, Mr. Weir, a second. Any discussion? Okay, I'll do a roll call vote. Mr. Weir?
Yes.
Mr. Francetic?
Yes.
Ms. Cornett?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes unanimously. At this time, I will now adjourn the meeting. Before I give you the time, I do want to just thank Mr. Neff, Mr. Cote for joining. Also, Board Counsel Mr. Donald is always gracious with his time, and he was here with us. It's probably not a bad thing. He was quiet. I'm glad to hear from him, but he didn't see the need. So nevertheless, appreciate having him for joining us. So thanks. And the EAC members, your expertise is just beyond value. It's so appreciated to people like me that don't understand some of these issues, and having you here is just fantastic. So thanks to all three of you for being here. I'm now adjourning the public session.
I have a quick question. When did the findings become public?
When did the findings, well, frankly, anything associated with the case is confidential until the board hears the matter. Once the board hears the matter, then the confidentiality statute 32129 doesn't apply. So I think that's my best answer, and Mr. Donald can correct me if I don't have a good legal basis for my answer. But again, once the board hears this, then it will no longer be an issue with respect to confidentiality.
Okay, when do we get notified?
Frankly, this issue is likely to be heard by the board next month. I don't remember the exact date, but it'll be in late June. But you'll receive a written notice of the board's meeting. Is that what it is? It's Tuesday, June 27th, next month at 9 a.m. is when this issue is likely to be on the agenda.
Okay.
Does that help? Did you have?
Thank you.
Okay.
So it's just that again. So we won't hear until the board's agenda comes out, basically.
Well, actually, once the matter's being agendized, you'll get a written notice, and it'll give you essentially that date and time in terms of the matter being agendized at that time. And then when the agenda's put on the website, frankly, it also indicates what it's being agendized for specifically.
Okay.
All right. If you have any follow-up questions, please call me at any time. I'm going to go ahead and adjourn the meeting. It's 9:58 a.m. now.
Okay.